Blog Talk Radio.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين.
You're listening to American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected.
Community-wide Shura and AM 360 invite you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event to strengthen our national intelligentsia and network. Contact underwriting today at cwsconline@gmail.com. That's cwsconline@gmail.com, or call 910-317-0297, 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake this world into a better place.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladina an'amta 'alayhim. Gayul Madhubi Alayhim Walabdonin. With the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, praise be to Allah, the Lord and Cherisher of the world, most gracious, most merciful, Master of the Day of Judgment. Thee do we worship and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, those who go not astray. I bear witness there is no God except Allah, Al-Khaliq, the creator of the heavens and the earth and all between. And no partners have he. And I bear witness Muhammad, of 1444 Ramadan, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is Allah's servant and messenger and the seal of the prophethood. I greet you and us with the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum. And welcome to this evening session of Alice Robin Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360 Islamic Radio, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation. I am your host, Dipreeta Hadi. And as always, let's open up with our big hugs and love. Come on now, big old hugs and love to you. Oh, alhamdulillah. I know it's been a week for us all. We need a big hug. Thank you so kindly. Thank you so kindly. I feel your love. And I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you feel my love back to you. Alhamdulillah. We are in the sixth month of the Islamic calendar, Jamada al-Akhira. And we're in the 23rd day. I don't know how this time is moving so fast. The 23rd day of al-Akhira, 1444. And January 23rd, 2023, on the Gregorian calendar. Al-Akhira, the 23rd day, 1444, on the Islamic calendar, Hijra calendar, and January 23rd, 2023, wow, on the Gregorian calendar. Alhamdulillah. Before we go any further, I want to just share a few things with you, and then I will share of tonight's program. First of all, I was blessed to have my 72nd birthday on the 19th of this month. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, and it was such a fantastic day. You hear me? I mean, you know, every day is a beautiful and fantastic day, but you know, this particular day, you know, when it becomes our birthday, I hear a lot of people say, well, oh, I don't celebrate birthdays, and everybody is entitled to their own way they want to feel about things, because only Allah highly glorified is He. Has the power. He is Al-Mutadir, and He has the power over all things. For me, I'm just so grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every single thing. And if I miss some, I beg His mercy and forgiveness on my soul for forgetting. And I'm sure you do as well. But when it came to my birthday, I had actually accepted my age that I was going to be back in September 2022. And because, you know, someone was asking me, well, how old are you? And I was telling them, I told them I'm 72. I'm like, oh, well, I will be, inshallah, bless me to make it to that actual day that I was born, which was January 19th, 1951. Alhamdulillah. And I can imagine some of you youngsters out there listening and say, she's born in 1951. Ooh, that's old. But trust you all, and I know our season Shahada's on here. Season believers, some are my age, and some are older than my age. And so we actually know that it's not old at all, because, you know, age is the number of years that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to count, you know, and be of. But age, it's not your heart, your soul, your spirit, your mind, your energy, you know, the use of your faculties, alhamdulillah, hearing, seeing, feeling, understanding, and intelligence. We thank Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, arms, legs, being able to walk, talk, and move about. So age your spirit, what you feel, you know. And I have to tell you all, my mother, I may have mentioned this once before, you know, my mother, may Allah bless that young lady with paradise, Inshallah, have mercy and forgiveness on her and bless her with the pay of pay. You know, she lived until she was ninety-seven, and she told me, let me tell you something about when it comes to aging. And I said, yes, ma'am. She said, now, when it comes to your aging, because she was a highly spirited young lady. She lived until she was 97, was really, you know, in her mind and everything, she, you know, she was wanting to live at least to the 100, you know, and Allah know best, how to glorify this, he know best. But, and I believe, had it not been for some of the issues, of health issues that she had encountered in, as a younger lady, maybe perhaps, but Allah had power over all things. He didn't say that she won't get to the 100. So, and any of us, if that's what we want to get to, then alhamdulillah, we can pray for it. But in any case, she said that you have to be aware. She said, because your mind will dictate to you, you know, in your youthful spirit that you have, that you can do things that your body is saying, oh, no, we can't do that one no more. We're not doing that one anymore. That can injure you or something to that effect, you know, because one thing about it, you know, and we say age is just a number and it's an all, you know, and everything, but it's still the body. Remember, the body, it you know, it gets older for the mind do, you know. So she reminded me, she said, as you're getting older, just remember to be aware of that so you don't go running out there thinking you can turn a flip maybe that you did when you were about 20 or 30, 40, maybe even you might have been turning that same flip when you were 50. But you better not go out there at 70 trying that, you know. So I just laughed and I said, alhamdulillah, thank you so kindly for sharing that information with me, my dear mother. And I do be aware of that. But 72, I would like to see it as just midway. Now, I used to hear people say, oh, you're in middle age, you know. And I actually had a person to mention middle age, and I was in my 30s. You know, I was here up getting away from them talking middle age in my 30s. But however, now that I am in my 70s, I really do see that this is a middle age of life, you know. You know, the actual insurance companies, they give you insurance and they give you a life expectancy up to 120. Well, alhamdulillah, or inshallah, you know. So where I'm at now, I would go and say, okay, middle age for, you know, 72. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said to us in the hadith, he said, when my servant reached the age of 70, he endears them to the angels. Oh, that is so sweet and so precious. So sweet and so precious. And I know many of you that have made it to the age of 70, you can actually feel that and you're experiencing that. Because he prepared us at 60, because he said, when my servant turned to age 60, he endears him back to Allah. He endears him back to himself. And so we definitely got to experience that when the 60s come up, and then we can go on back to the 40s, and I'll share that another time. But when we got to the 60s, we were endeared back to our Creator, Allah, highly glorified is he. And so when we turned 70, he said he endears us now to the angels. Oh, that is so kind. Because, you know, on a daily basis now, we have two angels with us at all times, all times. When we woke and when we sleep, whatever we're doing, those two angels are there. Remember, the one on the right and the one on the left, writing down everything of our life. But, you know, we go on through every day, and how often do we actually think about those angels sitting there? You know, we don't just actually be thinking like, oh, okay, yeah, assalamu alaikum. Well, we greet them, of course, when we finish our salat and everything. But other than that, we don't just be thinking about it. So I wanted to share. I had my birthday, and I had a beautiful day. I got up and taken myself to breakfast, and I say taking myself to breakfast, these restaurants can't cook. So if you really want to do something, a nice meal, you probably better be preparing it yourself or someone in the family that can cook really well and prepare it for you. But I prepared my breakfast. Alhamdulillah, nice little breakfast, and included a cup of coffee in there, Alhamdulillah. And then from there, all of my family, my sons, my grandbabies, everybody was calling me and singing. My friends even were calling and singing happy birthday to me. It's just a sweet thing, Not that, like I'm thinking I'm all that or, nothing like that. But, like to people, and people got to call me, it's my birthday. No, none of that. But I'm just grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing me to wake up and see another day, and the day that I was actually born on, and count that day as another year for me. And Alhamdulillah. So it was wonderful. And I thank everyone, my friends of you out there in the audience, and my family and friends that perhaps are not in the audience. I really do appreciate you all very kindly, and thank you so dearly. Okay, got that out of the way. Let me see, was there something else that I wanted to share? Okay, I can't think of anything else right now. But tonight's program, we're going to always try to incorporate hadith. We got a couple of hadiths that we're going to read, which is one is we're going to read the hadith about the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. And the other hadith we're going to read is about the advice of religion. And we're going to read that. And then, you know what we're going to do? We're going to read the noble character of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings Allah be upon him. And, there was a number of reasons why we've read similar to this article once before, and so the righteous character, noble, righteous character of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings Allah be upon him. I want to read that because as we read it, you'll discover why I'm actually bringing it back up. But it gives us an opportunity to take a look at ourselves and in our life, and how are we dealing in our lives in terms of the example that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us through our dear Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings Allah be upon him. So we're going to be reading that article of the character of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings Allah be upon him. And then, of course, after that, we're going to definitely, if we want to at least every week try and get into at least a couple of Al-Asma'ul Husna if we can. But we're definitely going to make sure that we at least get into one of them. And that's good for us when we doing an article or something, we only may have a few minutes left to do only a couple of Al-Asma'ul Husna, because that's giving us an opportunity to not have so many of them to try and remember on that evening. You got just that one to write down, and maybe it will resonate with you and into you and throughout your week, along with the others that you already know, and you can be putting that into practice as you do the other ones. And I do certainly appreciate all of you that are learning them, and you're coming forth and you are sharing what you are learning in terms of Al-Asma'ul Husna. So that is our program for this evening, and we'll be leaving out of here, inshallah, about 8:30, and I'm going to make a new PSA, because on the PSA it says from 7 to 9, And you know how I be feeling about us all getting finished with as many programs as we can so we can prepare ourselves to get in bed as early as we can, because we do have to get up for our Fajr prayer. And you know the Fajr is coming in very early. And so we, you know, be wanting to get up, and we have to do our reading and everything. So I figure 8:30, but an hour and a half should be pretty good for us, inshallah. But, of course, if for any reason that you see that you need to prolong the program with some information that you're sharing or information you want to know about, we'll certainly do that, and we'll extend it for us, inshallah. So with that, we're going to go on now and take our first pause for our public service announcement and very important information, and then we'll get back and we'll get started with the program, inshallah. You're listening to Al-Islam and Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. I am your host, Dapreeta Hadi, and we're going to take our pause for our public service announcement and very important information. And as always, please do not go away, and we will be right back, inshallah. Alhamdulillah.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you, the one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah, wa alaikum assalam. You know, I love starting out with that PSA. It's all about the love, peace, and compassion. That's what life is. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us, to live out love, peace, and compassion for Him. And we have it for Him, we'll have it for one another. And that is one of the main reasons that we want to read about the character of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, because he was the best to carry out that love, peace, and compassion. Alhamdulillah. I want to thank everyone for being here and for in the studio, and those of you that are out there online at am360.org. Just want to remind you, we thank you for being here. But if you want to make a comment or ask a question, you're going to need to dial into the studio. Come in and take a seat with us in the studio, and you'll do that by dialing 515-605-9891 or the 425-292-4253 and press 1, and we will acknowledge that you have raised your hand to make a question or a comment and open up your mic, and we certainly encourage you to do so, inshallah. We also want to invite everyone to our 24-hour live podcast programming on am360.org or 701-719-4197. And visit our Parent Cooperation Community-Wide Shura Conference at cwsc.us. That is our website. And that cwsc.us, that entails us together as one. And go to that website. You know that's where you go to sign up for the NCNRD, Model Community National Resource Directory, but you can also go there and get a lot of great information in reference to CWSC, Community-Wide Shura Conference, and the intelligentsias of CWS. You can share a comment at info at cwsc.us. Again, that is us. Give us a like on Facebook or leave us a listener comment on 910-317-7575. 0297. And remember, however you choose to connect with us, we look forward to hearing from you, and we certainly do appreciate you kindly. So we're going to go here now and going to start out our program with the two hadiths that we're going to read. And the first one that we're going to read, remember, is this beautiful hadith is about the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. And just as a reminder, you know that you can go to hadithoftheday.com and you'll be able to pull up the various hadiths. And if you sign up, they'll send them to your email box on a daily basis. So that's the hadithoftheday.com under the live. And this particular hadith, again, like I say, is about the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. Umar ibn al-Khattab, may Allah be pleased with him, said, Allah's messenger said, do not extol me. You know, like, you know, putting him, extol, you know, giving him such a high praise, you know, because we only extol Allah, you know, give him such a high praise and put him out forward, you know. So he said, do not extol me as the Christians extolled Prophet Jesus, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, the son of Mary. I am merely a servant. So say, Allah's servant and his messenger. And that was related by Ash-Shamil al-Muhammadiyya, 329, Book 47, Hadith 1. Now, Jesus, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, was the son of Maryam, alayhi salam, and has been elevated by other faiths. Well, we know what's going on in our society in reference to the Prophet Jesus, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. Muslims believe that prophets are servants of Allah. They convey his message and are messengers. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, made sure to emphasize this so that his status was not elevated afterwards in that particular direction. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Okay, now the next hadith is about advice, the advice religion. And you'll see why I'm reading each of these, because they're going to tie into the information that I'll be reading about the noble life of the Prophet Muhammad and the character of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. So this particular hadith is about the advice of religion. It is narrated on the authority of Tamim ad-Dari, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, said, the religion is sincerity. So they said to him, to whom? And the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, he said, to Allah, highly glorified is he, to his book, to his messenger, and to the leaders of the Muslims and their masses. And this was Sahih Muslim, 55, Book 1, Hadith 103. So sincerity is to Allah, the messenger, and to the leaders of the Muslims and their masses. Islam is for everyone. It is not a religion for the wealthy or the poor specifically. It is guidance for all mankind. And you want to discover your deen, and I know we as seasoned Muslims, we got a very good understanding of this, but we want to remind us that we do have our new shahadas, new believers, and we have to encourage them. So discover your deen by increasing your knowledge, which is what we do when we come here, right here in this forum, this session, Alice Laman Focus Learning Lab. We're here because we want to increase our knowledge, and we want to study Islam regularly, and that's, you know, this is what we do. And we want to every day read the Quran, every day. If you're having a rush out, you know, like after you get your Fajr prayer, and you may have to rush out, because that's the best time to read it, is at the Fajr. Oftentimes we do have a few minutes yet to get ready for our daily work, you know, in terms of getting out, going to work a little bit. We do have a little bit left once we get our Fajr in. So that would be the perfect time and the best time to make sure that we pick up the Quran and read it. And some good information and advice that, you know, when you pick it up in the morning after your Fajr to do your reading, and you may only be able to read one ayat, but that's okay, alhamdulillah. Read that one ayat and ponder on that one ayat as you go through your day. And guess what? And then eventually you'll be able to read more, maybe not during the week of when you're trying to get ready to go to work, but guess what? On whatever days that you have off, then put it into that schedule of yours to now say, well, you're only able to read one ayat in the morning because of daily obligations. Then when you're off from work, you're going to try to increase that and read a little bit more. But if you can't even increase it, just make sure that you do read the Quran on a daily basis. Every day, make sure that you pick the Quran up and read from there. And take notes. You know, take notes. Okay, alhamdulillah. So those are the two hadiths that we were reading today about the advice of the religion and Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. Okay, so we're going to go on now and going to get into this beautiful article, and then we'll continue on with the rest of the program. Thank you again, so kindly, for being here. So we're looking at tonight the noble, righteous character of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. The Messenger of Allah, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, was the ideal representing the most perfect or typical example of a quality or class and model of perfection in conduct. And as we read this article, we're going to be reflecting on ourselves as to how closely we are relating to this article or his way of life, his character that we're doing in our life. We're not going to look at anyone else. We're going to look at ourselves. He was the ideal representing the most perfect and typical example of quality or class and model of perfection in conduct. He was chosen by Allah, his Lord, our Lord. And Allah molded him to have excellence in character. You know, and that's not to say that all of us in our creation wasn't molded to have an excellence in character. It's just that you have to know how to do that. You have to have the heart and the understanding on how to do that, you know. And some of us is pretty good at it, and some of us, we look and we read and we say, oh, I can do better, you know. And he was selected. He, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, was selected to be the final messenger. In Allah's messenger, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, we also find a practical illustration of the teachings of the Quran. And as you can see, that's why it's so important to read the Quran every day, so that we can get this information. It's right off in there, the same information that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is in the Quran for us, our eyes, ears, and mind to read and contemplate on to get understanding. Alhamdulillah. So, he was a practical illustration of the teachings of the Quran, an incomparable example of perfection in worship, as well as a manifestation of the standards for Muslims to strive for. You know what I'm saying? So if we don't know, when we are reading every day, we're going to come into contact with this information, and we're going to strive to do and be our best in our character and in our life. There is not a single command, exclusion, or matter mentioned in the Quran except that the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, implemented it to its full realization. You see what I'm saying? Alhamdulillah, he was all in there. He was all in there. That's why he was chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be the messenger, because he had the time. He made the time. He wanted to learn it. And he wanted to be the best representation that he could be in implementing this information to its full realization. He represented the entirety of the divine teachings of Islam in all of his behaviors and actions, both in public and private. You know, I know that makes you think. It made the hair on the back of my neck like stand up like, okay, I know just in my own life, you know, and I'm a nice person, I'm a good person and everything, yeah, but trust me, as nice as I am, you know, I can do better. I can do better. Because, you know, see, he didn't allow the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, he didn't allow anything to be able to creep in and get in the way of him remembering to be on the best character. He didn't let anything get in the way. That was just his natural way. That was his submissive way to his Lord and the information that his Lord had blessed him with, you know. And he wanted to implement that information to its full realization in the best manner of himself that he could do. And I know we do too. We want to do the best. Okay, I ain't going to do no more commentary and keep it moving, y'all. He represented the entirety of the divine teachings of Islam in all his behaviors and actions, both in public and private. The Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, noble character, premiated all of his like made sure he utilized it, you know, made sure he utilized these divine teachings in all his behaviors and his actions, in all of his affairs, in all of his states. So making his practice flawlessly consistent with his divine message. He's going to keep everything lined up. When Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, was asked to describe the prophet's character, she replied, his character, may Allah be pleased with him, was of the Quran. And he was that way with his family as well. This is why the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is a model which Muslims strive to adhere to in all aspects of their daily lives. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, embodies all the elements of good character of the messengers who came before, the ones that came before him, and he surpassed them in perfection. He surpassed the prophet Noah, which was distinguished with both his patience and perseverance in carrying out his mission. He surpassed Ibrahim, alayhi salam, known for his generosity, spending and striving for the sake of Allah. He surpassed Dawood, you can bless him, Allah be upon him, alayhi salam, thankfulness for Allah's blessings, oh, alhamdulillah. Oh, you know, it's so wonderful to get this information on each of the messengers that were sent before the Prophet Muhammad. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon them all, because it touches your heart. And you can really feel, as we were talking early, you can feel the sincerity of their hearts. Zechariah, Yahya, alayhi salam, for their abstinence from the world and their self-control over their desires. Yonas, alayhi salam, for his state of thankfulness in both hardship and ease. Oh, yes, yes, and sometimes we know it. I know. Sometimes when we're having hardship, you have to be in a state of purity to your Lord so that you can realize in a state of hardship, just as we do when we're in ease, the remembrance of our Lord and the mercy and the kindness that he is to us, even though we might be experiencing a hardship. The Prophet Muhammad embodied the combination of each of these distinguishing traits of the previous prophets and the previous messengers of Allah. And the peace and blessings of Allah be upon them all. Distinguishing traits, nobility, and perfection of all of the prophets, peace and blessings of Allah be upon them. Therefore, the brave example, a paradigm of courage. That's what they saw in him. They saw the generous regarded him as the fullest model of selfless giving. Selfless giving. The patience found in the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, are exemplar of perseverance during both adversity and ease. And those who shun worldliness found in the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, the best example of what? And those who shun worldliness found in the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, the best example. example of moderation. Moderation. Because we are not the perfect one. Allah highly glorified is he. And the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is not the perfect man. He's not perfect. He is the messenger of Allah, highly glorified. He is the messenger of Allah, highly glorified is Allah. And peace and blessings of Allah be upon his messenger. And he said in one of the hadiths, he said he has to pray for forgiveness up to at least 100 times a day. Not saying that this doesn't go anything to diminish his character. It shows the humanness in him as a man that Allah highly glorified as he blessed him, peace and blessings, Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings, Allah be upon him, to be the best example, to be his messenger, and give us the best example of being such, alhamdulillah, being the best teacher and guide. He has the best traits of being the best teacher and guide to humanity, not just Muslims, to humanity. So everybody can take a lesson from the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, in terms of character. The messenger of Allah, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, was flexible and easygoing in his personality. So he wasn't hard. Like, you know what? You know, this. We have to look at ourselves, like I say. We have to look at ourselves because even though sometimes we may mean really to do good, but, you know, when we get to read, it's why it's so important to read and learn. Because when we get to reading the actual character of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and the other messengers of Allah, may Allah be pleased with them, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, then we get to really see ourselves. We're like, oh my God, I didn't really mean to be like that. That wasn't my intention for it to come off like that. But when we look at it and we get this information, we be like, oh, I apologize, Allah. Please have mercy and forgiveness on me and bless me to do better, So the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, was flexible and easygoing in his personality. He had good conduct with his family, friends, and all others he came into contact with. Listen at this. He did not reprimand servants, and he never struck anyone except during battle. Now, that's for sure. That everybody know, don't be putting your hands on nobody. You get yourself in serious trouble on that. And then you have to ask yourself, who are you to put your hands on anybody anyway? You know, so we don't definitely want to get that straightened out. That's one of the things, of all the things that perhaps we need to correct and do better in our lives, putting our hands on someone, that certainly would definitely not be one of them. None of us have a right to put our hands on anyone. We are not, they are not indebted to us for any reason, regardless of whatever the relationship is. We're indebted to our Lord. Alhamdulillah, highly glorified is he. Anas, may Allah be pleased with him. So he never struck anyone except during battle. Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, is reported to have said, I served the messenger of Allah, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, for 10 years. And by Allah, he never once said to me the word, here they're using us. You know, like, you know, the expression of frustration with someone for what they either said or what they done. And you know that all of us get, you know, we quickly, because we don't have as much patience And that's what we're going to be striving for, to be better in our patience. So never once did he say the words up, which is an expression of frustration, nor did he ever say to me, for any matter, why did you do such and such? Or why did you not do such and such? He never did that. It was reported by Ali Tilly, that the messenger of Allah, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, was the most open-handed in giving. The bravest of people in hearts, the most truthful of people in speech, and the most loyal of people in protection. He was the gentlest of people and kindest of them in companionship. Whoever saw him unexpectedly was awestruck by him. Whoever interacted with him loved him. And at this point, as we've been saying all along, this is where we examine our character and discover and uncover the kindness and patience we are displaying as an example of which is approving and pleasing to our Lord and Cherisher, Allah, Al-Muqit, the sustainer and maintainer of all creation. Alhamdulillah. Did we miss? Okay. With that, we're going to stop right there. The time is running. The time is running, y'all. Let me go stop. And we're going to take our pause by next public service announcement and important information. You're listening to Al-Islam and Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected. I am your host, Tafrisa Hadid. And we're going to take our pause for our public service announcement and very important information. And as always, we ask you to stick and stay. Please do not go away, and we will be right back, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Abdul Shaheed. Please tune in every Wednesday at 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Optimal Health. We discuss health from a natural and scientific perspective and what must be done to achieve optimal health. To your optimal health, optimal health is within your reach. Peace.
Alhamdulillah. That was a little scratchy, y'all. Excuse me.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Nirmat Shaheed, restorative justice practitioner for the Oakland Unified School District and host on AM 360's The Pearls of Women Quranic Mondays. We're asking you to help us make a difference in the life of a student. We need you to spread the word that CWSC is offering 5 college scholarships in the form of direct financial aid to students who qualify and are graduating from high school this year or current college students. Learn more and apply online today at cwsc.us. But hurry, the deadline for applications is June the 20th. Thank you for helping secure our next generation's intelligentsia. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah. Even though that PSA said 2020 is still good for 2023 this year as well. So you might want to check into that scholarship program right here on AM 360 CWSC. And when you go to that website that I was mentioning, I'll mention again,
We are back, and just want to thank everyone for being here, and remind those of you that are out there on am360.org. You want to ask a question or share a comment, you're going to need to dial in at the 515-605-9891 or the 425-292-4253 and press 1. And the same for you all in the studio at any time that you have a question or comment, you just press 1 on your phone and we'll certainly recognize that you're here and open up your mic. Alhamdulillah. We, again, encourage you to give us a like on Facebook, and you can leave us a listener comment at 910-317-0297. And however you choose to connect with us, we look forward to hearing from you, and we do appreciate you kindly. Alhamdulillah. So now we're going to move along here, and the messenger, we're talking about the character, the noble character of our beloved Prophet Muhammad. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. And the messenger of Allah, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, was the best in his treatment of his family. Check this out, y'all. We need this. And the most gentle of people to women. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, used to say, the best of you is he who is best to his family. And I am best to my family. The messenger of Allah, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, used to remain seated after a gathering was over. If the people in the gathering spoke of a matter, he would participate in their conversation so long as it was not pertaining to anything prohibited. You know, and we are warned about that in the Quran. And this is, I know the seasoned Shahadas have read this many times, but for you new Shahadas, as you're reading the Quran, you will see where this very information is right there in the Quran. Talk about any conversation with anybody you need to be talking to it about. But if they come up with something that is prohibited and talking about something that ain't, you know, it's not good, then and either if they don't change, if they don't change the subject, then you will excuse ourselves. You know, we won't sit there and let them continue to ramp on with something that is prohibited. We don't want that in our ears. So the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, he said, Zaid reported that a group visited his father, which was Zaid bin Thabit. May Allah be pleased with him, and said, speak to us of the character of the Prophet Muhammad. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. And he said, I used to be his neighbor. When revelation would come, he used to call for me, and I would write it down. If we mentioned worldly affairs, he would mention it with us. If we mentioned the afterlife, he would mention it with us. I'm going to have to take this. I got a very important call.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa Hameed, CEO for American Muslim 360. Join us for the American Muslim 360 virtual Muslim business advertisement booklet that will come out every 6 months. The first ad booklet will be coming out on Friday, May the 6th, 2022. The last day to put an advertisement in the booklet is March the 31st. You have a full page, a half a page, and a business page. send your payments to CWSC on PayPal.com. If you don't have a PayPal account, you can use your credit card. In the note, put AM360 ad booklet, your name, your email, the size of your ad. The full page is $100 for 6 months. The half page is $50 for 6 months. And the business card is $25 for 6 months. For a year, the full page is $200. Half page is $100. The business card is $50. So you state whether you want 6 or 12 months. Once you have paid the fee, you email your ad to info@cwsc.us and make sure the name and the email is the same on the PayPal.com you sent to ensure the correct ad page. Thank you so much. Inshallah, we look forward to serving you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Alhamdulillah, and thank you all so kindly, and my apologies, I really needed to get that very important information that was coming in to me at that time, alhamdulillah. So, getting back to where we were, we're speaking on the companion. He used to visit his companions to honor them. This is the person, Zaid B. Thabit, may Allah be pleased with him, speaking on behalf of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings, Allah be upon him, and his character. He said he used to visit his companions to honor them, bring joy to their hearts, and give them guidance with his advice and teachings. It was reported that the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings, Allah be upon him, used to frequently visit the Ansar, the helpers, both individually and generally. If he was visiting someone individually, he would visit the man in his house. If he was visiting generally, he would visit them in the mosque. If he did not, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings, Allah be upon him, did not see a man for more than 3 days, he used to ask about him. If he was away, he used to supplicate for him. If he was present, he would visit him. If he was ill, he would go and check on him. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Similarly, the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, used to visit the weak Muslims and treat them with kindness and affection. He used to sit with them, visit their sick, and attend their funerals. In this way, he honored them and raised their sense of self-worth and dignity. The Messenger of Allah, may the blessing peace of Allah be upon him, was also the finest of people in affection, loyalty, and maintaining his commitment and loyalty to those bonded or attached to them, to him. He, the Messenger of Allah, was known for having the utmost shyness. In all his actions and dealings, he never confronted someone with what they dislike out of his shyness. Now, you know that. What? Don't start now, because you know we'll be quick on them, wouldn't we? So now we're learning that we have to do better, because he said, because he had the desire to preserve their dignity. You say, and that just goes to show you now, and we working, we striving to do better every day of our lives. We striving to do better, but we thought one time about the dignity of someone when they done act up on us, you know, that we just ain't even thought about that. But see, that's why it's so important for us to learn the information about our dear beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, the finest example in behavior of mankind. And this is why. And when I read this, I was remembering in the Quran, you know, where Allah highly glorified us, he in Surah 73:10, it says, leave them alone. No, have patience with what I'm paraphrasing here. Have patience with what they say and leave them with noble dignity. You know, alhamdulillah, I'm so thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he blessed us with the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings Allah be upon him. Because he is the finest example to help us and get into the patience that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-sabr extends to us all, you know. Sometimes we need a help getting there. So we're learning this. So they say, have patience with what they say and lead them with a noble dignity and bear with them for a little while. And you're going to find that in Al-Muzzammil, the enshrouded one. That's Surah 73, and that would be Ayat 10. So we definitely want to we want to read that and definitely want to pray Allah to bless us with the patience that we need to have. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings Allah be upon him, he was the finest model of humility. Despite his elevated rank and honorable status, his humility spread through all aspects of his life, both public and private. From his humility was that he would serve himself. Now, I want us to really get this one out, y'all, because you know, just get it. That's all I'm saying. And you'll look over some instances in your own life where you can say, I needed to check myself on that. Because, you know, you can find yourself sometimes being of such a service that your kindness is taken for a weakness. And then, you know, that's when everything come out and you're like, you're discovering that your kindness, because of your kind and good heart, those that don't understand receiving kindness would take it for granted that you had to treat them like this. You were obligated to treat them that way. But see, alhamdulillah, that's why it's so important again for us to read the life of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings Allah be upon him, and all information that are, pointing to, and in this case, his character. He would serve himself, like when he was getting ready to have their dinner or something. He wasn't sitting there waiting on nobody to fix his plate or to bring him some water. He wanted water. He used to mend his own sandals and sew his own garments. Now, we know we ain't going to get into no discussion on it, but we know how that one goes today, and especially when you got the husband and the wife team, and you know, we know how that goes, so we're not going to even get into that. But he used to sew his own sandals and his own garments. In another transition, Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, she said he was the servant. He was in the service of his family. But when it was time for the prayer, he would leave for the prayer. And another sign of his humility, you know, he would ride a donkey and did not limit himself to riding, you know, like all comforts and everything, the horses, which was customary practice for, you know, dignitaries and kings, you know. So he didn't put himself up like that. Right? If somebody gave him any type of a gift that they would present to him, you know, he would accept that. He would accept that. The clearest indication of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, his humility, is that when he was given a choice to either be a prophet servant or a prophet king. Check that out. He chose the rank of servitude out of his humility with Allah. Abu Huraira reports, Jibril sat by the prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, and then looked at the sky. An angel was descending. So Jibril said, this angel has been descending since the day it was created, before the hour. When the angel descended, he said, O Muhammad, your Lord has sent me to you. Do you wish to be a prophet king or a prophet servant? And Jibril said to the prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, be humble with your Lord, O Muhammad. So Muhammad, peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, replied, certainly a prophet servant. Once a man came to speak to him and became overwhelmed with a state of nervousness. The prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, calmed him down by saying, be easy with yourself, for I am not a king. I am the son of a woman who used to eat dried meat. Alhamdulillah. That's just beautiful. He used to dislike to be elevated and distinguished among his companions, and he used to participate in the work that they were doing. Peace and blessing of Allah be upon him. He partook in the construction of the Prophet's mosque and the digging of the trenches on the day of the Battle of the Trench, as if he were any other person among his companions. It was reported that he, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, was on a trip and ordered his companions to prepare a sheep to be eaten. One man said, I will be responsible for the slaughtering, for slaughtering it. Another said, I will be responsible for skinning it. Another said, I will be responsible for cooking it. The messenger of Allah, peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, said, I will collect the firewood. The companion said, O messenger of Allah, peace and blessing of Allah be upon you, we will work in your place. He said, I know that you will work in my place, but I distinguish myself above you. Verily, Allah hates that servant of his who sees himself as above his companion. Now, you know that is noble. You know that is noble. The messenger of Allah, peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, possessed enormous mercy. He freely forgave the wrongs of others and never returned a wrong with another wrong. He was also, peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, exceptional negotiation and ability to bring hearts together. As if you know in some of our readings before Islam, much of the Arabia was characterized by a situation of harsh brutality where violence and hostility among tribes was commonplace. The messenger of Allah, peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, brought hearts together, guided them, tolerated their coarse disposition,
and patiently endured their harm until they followed his leadership. United upon what he called them to and immigrated, seeking his pleasure while leaving their homeland and loved ones behind. Now, how many of us is going to even tolerate, now no less talk about patiently endure the harm of those who are not even following the leadership of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. You know, for sure. You see, but that's just how forgiving and mercy he was. You know, he didn't ever look at himself as being mistreated like that. You know, like, oh, you treat me all bad and everything and, you know, nothing like that. And I ain't going to do this to you because you, he didn't even do anything like that, which, you know, in this day and time, you know, some of us would be quick to put them on the right path. I'm laughing, y'all. You know, I'm just having a little fun here with it. So, but alhamdulillah, so thankful to Allah. Highly glorified is he that we do have this beautiful example and to help us in patience and guidance and having the right conduct. Alhamdulillah. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, was diligent about upholding justice among those under his responsibility. His sacrifice and selfless concern for the welfare of others were the hallmarks by which the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, was distinguished. Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, reported, the messenger of Allah, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, was not asked anything for Islam except that he gave it. He was also so generous that if he did not have what was asked of him, he would borrow it on a loan to give it to the person asking him. Umar al-Khattab, may Allah be pleased with him, reports that a man came to the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and asked him to give him. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, said, I do not have anything, but take a loan in my name, and when I receive something, I will pay it off. So it wasn't like he had everything because he was the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. As we can see right here, there was times that he didn't have himself. But he wasn't all concerned all about it like that. Well, I can't do nothing for you because I ain't got nothing for myself. Or I only got this little bit right here. I ain't got enough to give to you. Like, you know, we've heard so much of that talk in this daytime. Umar then said, O messenger of Allah, you gave him, but Allah does not hold you to account for that which is beyond your means, the type of character that he had. Perhaps we're not held to account if we just don't have it. But he wasn't looking at it like that. He was trying to find a way to make sure that he can make things happen for those that came and asked of him. That is a good trait for us to try and have as Muslims today, being of the best conduct and character that we can be. Yes, we'll try for you. We'll try. And with the help of Allah, we will succeed in being able to, you know, assist you. Alhamdulillah. Okay, we're going to move on here. Yeah, we just got a little bit more. His abstinence from the luxuries of the world was immense. He, Prophet Muhammad, was also the most worshipful of servants to his Lord. He would spend his day calling people to Allah and spend his nights in prayer. He was constant in his remembrance of Allah. He used to recite the Quran and weep until his noble beard became wet with tears. Yeah. Now, we all feeling that.
We all feeling that because we can be reading the Quran. Oh, yeah, we feeling that one. Mm-hmm. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, he is the one that gives tears and laughter. Alhamdulillah. These are but a few examples of the noble character of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. And one can supplement these accounts with countless other similar traditions. If one limits oneself to analyzing only his good character, he would be persuaded that the Prophet's peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, entire life was nothing but noble character. Alhamdulillah. It was often believed in the past that a life of purity and enduring connection to Allah is not achieved except through isolation from humanity and distance from their demands, problems, empty talk, and corrupt practices, and that this state was only truly realized by elite advisors, which sat in ivory towers or secluded worshipers. However, the messenger of Allah, may the blessing and peace of Allah be upon him, contradicted this very norm by not allowing the matters of the world to distract him from the matters of his Lord. Indeed, he mingled with humanity, resolved their conflicts, and cured their social ailments while being immersed in a sea of different human emotions, changing hearts, and conflicting views in a way that was unprecedented. Despite all of this, the intensity of his worship and his connection to Allah, highly glorified as he, remained unaltered. He would leave a profound impression upon all those who came in contact with him without being influenced by the state of their souls. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Thank you all so kindly for listening. That was beautiful. That was beautiful. Okay, so we're going to go on here, and we're going to take our last pause for our public service announcement and important information. And as always, going to ask you to stick and stay. Please do not go away. And, yes, we will be right back, inshallah.
God's peace be upon you. This is Muhammad Sharif. As we know, everything begins with the seed. Rain of Nation is world leader in seed nutrition and the first to market seed-based products. Our flagship product is called Soul, S-O-U-L. The main ingredient is the black cumin seed. Here are a few reasons to drink Soul. Supports a healthy immune system. Give a body the boost to stay healthy and strong. Improve indigestion. Decrease infection. Remove inflammation and other benefits. This is an opportunity to improve your health and increase your wealth. Please call or text me at 914-434-375. Please join me in supporting CWSC, the community-wide serial conference, and AM360 in remaking the world into a better place. We support the 50-year human family planning and look forward to doing business with you. Our website is raininternational.com. We are available at any time. Please call this number, 914-434-3275. Thank you.
Alhamdulillah, and we are back. I tell you, this time is moving right along. And remember now, to you all that are out there at am360.org, if you have a question or comment that you want to make, you're going to need to dial into the studio at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253 and press 1, open up your mic. The same with you all here in the studio. You can do the same. Press 1 and share with us anything that is connected to what we talked about this evening or some question or comment that you want to make. Alhamdulillah. Also, we want to invite you back tomorrow, Sunday, starting at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time to 11 o'clock, right here on AM 360, Study Al-Islam with our dear sister. My mind is going here. Sunny, she's on Sunny. Come in here. I can't get her name right now. You know how sometimes things the other sister's name is in my mind, but come right here, starting at 10 o'clock a.m. in the morning with Study Al-Islam, Fitra. Her name is Fitra Muhammad, and her guest right here on AM 360, starting at 10 o'clock a.m. to 11 o'clock a.m. And then you're going to come back, inshallah, at 12 o'clock to 1:30. I'm sorry, 1:30 to 3 o'clock with our sister Rabia Jackson, because the other number, tomorrow's not the first Sunday, tomorrow's the fourth Sunday. Is tomorrow the last Sunday? Is tomorrow the last Sunday? Let me just check right quick. Oh, we got one more Sunday. Okay, good going, good going, good going. But starting tomorrow at 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., we're going to have Fitra Muhammad with Study Al-Islam. Then we're going to have at 1:30 to 3 o'clock p.m., Rabia Jackson, the reading of a good book. Then you're going to come back at 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. All of this is Eastern Time, Contemplations of Imam W.D. Muhammad with our dear brother, Imam Kareem Hamid and Imam Michael Hamid. And that would be from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock tomorrow, inshallah. Okay, we're going to have to move on here. And as we do, you know, one of our main objectives here on Al-Islam and Focus Learning Lab is really learning the beautiful Al-Asma ul-Husna, which is the 99 known beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it was narrated by Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him. Allah's messenger, peace and blessings Allah be upon him, he said, Allah has 99 names, 100 less one, and he who memorizes them all by heart, look here, double, triple, underline this all the way, will enter paradise. Now, in my studies, I've come to find out that there's other things that we can do as well to receive a seat in paradise. But this was one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to me that I thought, oh my God, you are so kind to give us such an easy assignment. However, it takes work. It takes work. But if you want to do it, and what drives me, should I learn Al-Asma ul-Husna to heart and incorporate them in my daily life? Hey, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls me, I have no doubt that I will enter his paradise, because he, Allah highly glorified is he, Al-Mukit, the sustainer of all creation, has said, he said, if you learn them by heart, you're going to enter paradise. So that's what drives me. So here on Al-Islam and Focus Learning Lab, this is what we are aiming to do. Surely, not only do I want to learn them, I want you to learn them too, so that you too can feel the joy and the anticipation when that time of return to our Lord comes, that we will receive our seat in the paradise. And learning the Al-Asma ul-Husna, we know that it sets the tone. It sets the tone for what we want our life to produce. See, oh, I tell you. And I know you all are experiencing it right now, because you have been learning Al-Asma ul-Husna right here on AM 360, Al-Islam and Focus Learning Lab, for a couple of years now. So however many you have learned those. and you have incorporated them in your life, and you know the change that it brings about in your life. You know, it nourishes, you know, it gives you a consciousness of humility. You're thinking, you make better actions, better decisions, and your health and everything. You're experiencing this. Whatever and however many of Al Asma or Usna that you have learned thus far, and you are practicing them, you see the change. So this is what we are aiming for, and this is for all of the new persons that are visiting this evening for the first time, because all of you that have come, have been here, you already know. See? But we are sharing with those that do not know. So it's exciting. I'm just totally excited about it. And, you know, for myself and all of those that really want to make it to the paradise, and they see that this is the way that they can do it, they're excited as well. So alhamdulillah. So we're going to go on, and we're going to start out tonight. And I believe that, this isn't where we stopped at last time. You know what? I wrote some stop, didn't I? Let me see. Yes, I did. But you know what I'm going to do? I want to start with where we were. It said start right here. Okay, so we're going to start at Al-Hakim. I'm going to spell the attribute, and then I'm going to give you its meaning and a little bit insight information on it. And just know there's a lot of information. We won't get to get through all of it, but we're going to set out a time where we can go through all, each one of them, and all of the information that is entailed on them. Right now, we're going to be brief with it. So tonight we're starting with the Al-Asma ul-Husna, the 99 known beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we're starting out with number 46, Al-Hakim. Al-Hakim, and that is capital A-L. And remember, I told you that there's always going to be a dash, but I'm not going to always say it. I'm going to open it up with the dash that comes, and the next capital letter that I say, you'll know that there was a dash before it when I say the next capital letter. So we got capital A-L dash, capital H-A-K-E-E-M. Al-Hakim. Allah highly glorified is he, is Al-Hakim, the all-wise. All-wise. Hakim is a superlative form of glorification of the one who has all the wisdom. So Al-Hakim is the very greatest in his wisdom. Allah highly glorified is he. Al-Hakim is the most wise in creating everything and in perfecting such a creation. His wisdom means his prior knowledge of everything into existence, most wisely and most perfectly. And we know wisdom means the best way of knowing something, utilizing the very best of means. Al-Hakim carries the same meaning as that of Al-Alim. Well, I didn't know that. See how we learn? Thank you so kindly, Allah. So Al-Hakim, the all-wise, carries the same meaning as that of Al-Alim. And we know that Al-Alim is Allah highly glorified as he the all-knowing. Nobody knows Allah except Allah. Therefore, Al-Hakim cannot be anyone but Allah, highly glorified is he. He knows the origins of all things through his eternal and perpetual knowledge, which nobody can ever conceive as being liable to extinction. Al-Hakim may also mean his being holy, too holy to do anything which does not beseem him. In Surah Al-Manun, Allah, highly glorified is he, Al-Hakim, says, what? Did you then think that we had created you in vain and that you will not be returned to us? And you'll find that in Surah 23, Ayat 115. Al-Hakim is free from seeking any self-interest, nor can anyone object to anything he does. Al-Hakim is adorned with wisdom, and wisdom is knowing the best of things through the best means. The best of everything is Allah, highly glorified is he. So he is the absolute Al-Hakim. He knows everything by the very best means of eternal and everlasting knowledge, the knowledge which nobody can conceive as ever coming to naught, nor can there be any doubt about it. And nobody can be described as such except Allah, highly glorified is he, Al-Hakim, the all-wise. I'm going to stop right there with that particular attribute, and we're going to move along. We're going to do at least one more. The time is moving on. Oh, I love this one. Okay. Number 47, Al-Wadud. Al-Wadud, that is capital A-L. Capital W-A-D is in David. O-O-D is in David. Al-Wadud, Allah highly glorified is he, is Al-Wadud, all-loving. The all-loving. Al-Wadud very much loves his servant, who tries to be loved even by the sinners through his forgiveness. See, he very much loves his servant, who tries to be loved even by the sinners through his forgiveness, and by all his creation, and by sustaining them and granting them sufficiently. Allah's righteous servants love him due to their knowledge of his perfection and the perfection of his qualities, and due to his readiness to forgive, because he is Al-Ghafar, the all-forgiving. For all these reasons, Al-Wadud is the loving and the beloved one. If a servant of Allah dives deeply into the depths of the knowledge of Allah's perfection, the perfection which causes a servant of Allah to love his Lord more and more, his knowledge will be crystallized, and he will find a great deal of contentment while worshiping his Lord accordingly. His knowledge of Allah will then bear good fruit, and he, the servant of Allah, will turn to be
the one who loves him. He may also be understood to be the one who loves his servant and the love for whom bears good fruits according to the degree of love in the heart of each one of those who love him. If someone sees through his heart his Lord to be self-sufficient, gracious, honored, omnipotent, everyone is in need of Allah, while he does not need anyone or anything. Yet he loves his servants and wishes the best for them, and even tries to get closer to them by granting them his favors. Such a person will surely have been blessed with true vision and a clear sight. I could go on. I'm going to stop right there. I'm not going to go on any further. And I'm going to check my board. Allah, highly glorified is he, is Al-Wadud, the all-loving. And tonight we learned Al-Hakim. Allah, highly glorified is he. You only got two to write down tonight. I know you got your pen and paper. You only got two attributes to learn tonight. Al-Hakim. Allah, highly glorified is he, is Al-Hakim, the all-wise. And Al-Wadud, Allah highly glorified is he, is Al-Wadud, the all-loving. So take good notes and continue to learn Al-Asma'ul Husna. And inshallah, let me make the quick note now. Got to make a little better. Okay, thanks. Okay. All right, everyone. I have enjoyed this immensely, and I pray Allah that you have as well. Let me go and check my board and see if we have anyone with their hand raised. Okay. We have no one with their hand raised, but I certainly do appreciate your being here, and I know you're just soaking it in, and I thank Allah for giving us this opportunity to be together and give me this information to share, because, you know, as we all do as servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we always ask him to show us. And when he show us, we act upon that, and we are grateful, alhamdulillah. So with that, we're going to say to everyone, may Allah, first of all, we're going to pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless the homeless and those that are in hunger or in need, to suffice them with a home, to bring their families together in wholeness and food on their tables. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to suffice them. We make dua for the sick, those who are experiencing any illnesses, that Allah, highly glorified is he, will bless them and give them an expedient healing and heal them as though that the illness that they are experiencing never taken place. And you know Allah, highly glorified is he can do such. And we pray Allah, highly glorified is he, make dua for those of our loved ones that has return to our Lord. Allah, highly glorified is he. We pray Allah have mercy and forgiveness on their souls, and mercy and forgiveness on our souls when our time comes of returning to him, and grant them with mercy and forgiveness and his paradise. And for their families, their loved ones, that they have left here on this earth to continue the work that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have for us to do. We pray Allah will give us patience and peace in the enduring of their return to our Lord. And we look forward by Allah's will and way. He will return us all together in his paradise. And to that we say, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. And may Allah bless us with a fantastic upcoming week and a Juma Mubarak. And with that, we're going to give you hugs and love. And we pray Allah will bless us to all of that which we seek, we're blessed to receive. And all that that he have for us as favors and blessings from himself, because the Hadith say what? And the Quran as well. And no soul knows what joys are kept hid for them. So of those that we ask for, and of those that, and no soul know what joys are kept hid for them, that we are blessed to receive them. And we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us all with a good night rest and a blessed rising. And with that, we give big old hugs and love as we came to you. And we greet you with the greetings of peace of Assalamu alaikum. And we're going to leave you with a reminder of the time of our next program here, inshallah. We look forward to seeing you. And remember, it's going to say 8 to 9. But we do try to get out of here at 8:30. But we can stay to 9, inshallah. Hugs and love to all of you. Love you dearly. Thank you kindly for being here. Assalamu alaikum. Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dafrita Hadi, Director of the CWSC Model Community National Resource Directory and host of Al-Islam in Focus Learning Lab, here on AM 360 Islamic radio station, asking you to join me Saturday evening, 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, to share stimulating Islamic information and insight as we unite our spiritual and intellectual perceptions and cultivate our human existence together. Inshallah, I will hear you at the lab. Assalamu alaikum, and thank you kindly.